بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت: كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل العشر الأواخر من رمضان أحيى الليل وأيقظ أهله وجد وشد المئزر. متفق عليه. سيدنا عائشة رضي الله عنها narrates, when the last 10 nights of Ramadan would commence, then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would spend the night in ibadat. أحيى الليل, he used to spend the night in ibadat. He would wake up his family and he would intensify his worship. وَجَدَّ, he would intensify his worship, and he would fasten his loin cloth, his lungi. What is the meaning of the hadith? That when the last 10 days and 10 nights of Ramadan would commence, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would generally engage in ibadat almost the entire night. He would engage in ibadat the entire night. And during the last 10 nights, we are exhorted now to exert ourselves in ibadat. First 20 days went by. Now the last 10 nights remain, commencing from tonight, inshallah. So it was during these days and these nights that Rasulullah ﷺ would exert himself. We know the normal ibadat of Rasulullah ﷺ was of such a high caliber. Can you imagine then the last 10 nights, and he was ma'soom, sinless. Despite all this, he exerted himself in ibadat. And not only himself, he would awaken his family members. وَأَيْقَظَ أَهْلَهُ. And he would tie his lungi, meaning that he would not have any conjugal relationships with his wife, with any of his wives. And the other meaning is, when a person is now exerting himself, like a person who is doing some very difficult work, some labor, and then he will tie, he will roll up his sleeves. Like that, Rasulullah would now, what it means that he would exert himself in ibadat. Another hadith of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, she says that Rasulullah used to strive in ibadat in Ramadan more than as compared to other months. And in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, more as compared to the other nights. So the month of Ramadan is more virtuous than other months, and the last 10 nights of Ramadan is even more virtuous than the other nights of Ramadan. So a person should therefore strive to perform ibadat during these nights, especially these last 10 nights. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if I were to know which night is Laylatul Qadr, if I get that feeling that tonight is Laylatul Qadr, what should I read? So there's a simple dua which all of us know. And Rasulullah told her to read, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Oh Allah, you are most forgiving. You love to forgive. So Allah, forgive me. Simple dua. We can all learn this dua. Allahumma innaka afuun. The word afu means most forgiving. Allahumma, oh Allah. Innaka, verily you. Afuun, you are most forgiving. Tuhibbul afwa. You love to forgive. Fa'fu anni. Allah, forgive me. So inshallah, we should try and read this dua, especially in the odd nights. Allah knows best which night will be the Laylatul Qadr night. Starting from tonight is the 21st, then 23rd, 24th, 27th, 29th. We should exert ourselves in ibadat, try to minimize our talking and our being busy with the cell phone. Just keep it on one side. And even at home also encourage our women folk. We find that Rasulullah ﷺ would sit for itikaf during the last 10 nights. And on his demise, his wives then used to sit for itikaf as well. So women folk at home, in one corner of the house, they are also encouraged to make itikaf if they are able to do so. It is a very great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the purpose of itikaf is to build this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get that khalwat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are seeking Laylatul Qadr night. We know the significance of Laylatul Qadr night. How much of sawab a person gets. More than 83 years of ibadat. So we should all strive, ya Allah, I want to get Laylatul Qadr, inshallah. And the only way to do this is that we remove all obstacles from our path, especially chit-chatting, gossiping, making ghibat, laughing. We should curtail all these things. The cell phone, we shouldn't bring it near us. Engage yourself in ibadat. If you are tired, you can rest, you can sleep. Those in i'tikaf, even their sleep is regarded as ibadat. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.